Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your great love. We so appreciate it. You who knew no sin became sin so that we can become the righteousness of God. And so we can be blessed. We can be blessed in this day of salvation because at an acceptable time you've heard us. And so all your love, your predestined plan for us can take place as you encourage us morning by morning, and you draw us into your amazing love plan for us, for our families, and for this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 John 5, verse 1 to 3. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Messiah is God's spiritual child and has been fathered by God Himself. And everyone who loves Father God loves His children as well. This is how we can be sure that we love the children of God, by having a passionate love for God and by obedience to His commands. True love for God means obeying His commands, and His commands don't weigh us down as heavy burdens.
Hallelujah. Yeah, we got a beautiful picture. You know, when we've been born again, we are children of God, co-heirs together with Christ Jesus. And we now draw close. It's so beautiful. I just saw the scripture yesterday and it just so blessed my heart. And it's in the Psalms. It's Psalm 90. It's before the wonderful Psalm of entering our rest, resting in Jesus, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. You have this wonderful word in Psalm 90, verses 13 and 14. And it talks about, return, Jesus, return and show your love. I'm just quoting it in my own words. And then we see again, where does this love come? When is it real? When is our ears open to be inspired? And it talks about the morning again. And it speaks about beautifully when we seek Him every morning. He says all our days will be filled with joy. And that will be the joy of the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. But the joy of the Lord reveals the joy of our purpose, our destiny, the plan that God has for us. And so just remembering Jesus is now King of all. And we've got in Ecclesiastes, you've got a beautiful scripture that says we must listen to the King's command, because His commands bring us peace, bring us goodness, and no harm comes upon us. And then His commands makes us wise. We know the time and the procedure, and we are wise because we love His word. And then I just want to point out, you know, Jesus pointed this out on the earth in John 12, right at the end. You can see here Jesus's commands is not the 10 commands. It's a living reality. He talks about in the end of John 12. He speaks about, I always listen to your words, because your commands bring us the God quality of life, eternal life. So what I'm just wanting to encourage you know, the King is ruling and we're ruling together with Him. It's just about waking up now to this great reality that He has come and He's given us understanding, and we are in Him who is true, and this is the God quality of life. And don't let these words like commands, I know it many times when we hear commands, we have 10 commandments, but we know the 10 commandments doesn't bring us salvation. It points us to salvation. It was brought about so that it could point us to that we need a Savior. But now that we have the Savior, we have everything pertaining to life and godliness. And just for encouragement again about this goodness that comes to us from the Lord, in Psalm 119, it's a beautiful psalm. And it speaks about the different words for His word. And there's more than 13. It speaks about His commands, His law, His decrees, His statutes, His precepts, and so many much more. So guys, it's just about the wonderful thing of having woken up to the reality that has come to us now in Jesus. And we have got a worthy King, and we got a beautiful King. So now let's listen to Him and delight in fellowship with Him, and arise and shine and be the people God made us to be. in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.